F-H-E, for Little Friends, Home Teachers and Balloons. True story by Pat Graham. Prepare ye for that which is to come. Doctrine and Covenant, section 1, verse 12. We have on the two pages 18 and 19, a number of pictures depicting this story. Instructions, you'll need help with this. Remove these two pages from the magazine, glue them onto lightweight cardboard, and cut them out. Carefully poke holes in each picture where marked, assemble them in the proper order, and secure them with ribbon, yarn, or rings to make a flip story. This flip story depicts a boy and a girl, a brother and sister, who are in either in a primary or Sunday school class with a brother Sorensen, and who also participates with a brother Brown. The first picture shows the little girl and the little boy shaking hands with their home teachers. And the caption reads on picture number 1, "Last night our home teachers came for a visit. They shook hands with all my family, even me." Picture number 2. In the classroom, we see the little girl, number 2 picture, and the caption reads, "After everyone sat down, Brother Sorensen blew up a red balloon and handed it to me." In picture number 3, he counted 1, 2, 3 and said, "Let go." The air rushed out of the balloon and it flipped and flopped all over the room, and all the children are watching the balloon as it moves around the room. And in picture number 4, the balloon lands on the top of one of the children. And the caption in picture number 4 says, "I laughed when it landed, actually, on my brother's head." Picture number 5, Brother Sorensen is holding up the balloon with all the air out of it. He says, "Some of us are like the red balloon," Brother Sorensen said. "We get excited about something and just flip and flop around, not knowing where we will end up." Picture number 6. "Then he handed one end of a piece of string to my sister. He pulled the string tight and threaded his end through a straw." Picture number 7 shows Brother Sorensen with a brother Brown assisting him putting together and helping him blow up this balloon. Next, he told Brother Brown to blow up his blue balloon. Then Brother Sorensen carefully cut a piece of tape over the straw and fastened it to the balloon. Picture number 8. Brother Brown let go of the blue balloon. Swoosh! It went straight down the string to my sister's hand. Picture number 9. Brother Sorensen is talking to the children. After demonstrating the movement of the balloon, he says, "When we prepare and know where we want to go, we can be like the blue balloon and go straight to our goal." Brother Sorensen said, then he asked, "Do you have any goals?" And all the little children raised their hands. Picture number 10, my brother said, "I want to go on a mission." My sister said, "I want to earn my Gospel in Action Award," and said, "I want to be baptized when I'm 8 years old." We all said that we would rather be like the blue balloon and prepare for our goals now. Paper Plate Snowman by Julie Wardell. And you'll need help with this. To make a snowman, you will need a stapler, glue, a small and large white paper plate, scissors, black construction paper, a ruler, and a small piece of orange paper, 2 inches by 26 inches, 5 centimeters by 66 centimeters, and a piece of fabric or ribbon, and 2 small twigs. And on page 21, we have a picture of a sample snowman with the plate. Number 1, staple or glue the edge of the small paper plate to the edge of the back side of the large paper plate. Have someone help you look at the illustration. 2, have an older person cut from the black paper a hat rim, 1.5 inches by 7 inches, 4 centimeters by 18 centimeters, and a hat crown, 3 inches by 4 inches, 8 centimeters by 10 centimeters. Glue the two pieces together to make the hat. Staple or glue the hat to the top of the small paper plate. 3. From orange paper, have the older person cut out a triangle nose, and from the black paper, 2 eyes, 6 tiny circles for the mouth, and 3 buttons. Glue in place. 4. Tie the fabric or ribbon around the snowman's neck for a muffler. And 5. Staple or glue a twig on each side of the snowman for arms. Good Books for Little Friends, Big Help by Anna Grossnickel-Hines, What's a Guy to Do When His Little Sister Insisting on Helping Him Wrecks All His Projects, Sam is a Kind Brother and He Finds a Way to Solve His Problem, Oliver and Amanda and the Big Snow by Jean Van Leeuwen, Oliver and Amanda and Sometimes Mom and Dad Have a Great Time Building and Defending a Fort and a Snorp, Sledding and Saucering, and Playing Magic Wand Games with Icicles. Before all the fun, they help Dad shovel the walk, easy to read. Looking Down by Steve Jenkins. This wordless book uses cut paper collages to give you a view that starts in outer space and zooms closer and closer to Earth, to a town, and finally to a ladybug being examined by a child through a magnifying glass. A Bear for All Seasons by Diane Marcial Fuchs. Just as Bear is dropping off to sleep for the winter, his friend Fox comes to visit. As Fox describes the joys of each season, that season is Bear's favorite. Finally, he says, "The company of a good friend is what I love best, no matter what the season." Delightful art. I Hate Roland Roberts by Martina Selway. That's what Rosie says at the beginning of the book. What would make her change her mind? End of section for Little Friends. Verse.